Previously on Quiet Part Loud.
Here, this is for you.
Digital recorder.
Sugar doll, he never lost you. He followed you the whole way. Always listening.
Why is he doing this?
Your voice, Rick. Your words.
Nest, is that what Willowbrook is?
Come on, man, that's just the door.
Door to where?
There's nowhere. No. It's not a place.
What is it?
A suspension.
Dad? Dad, help me!
Becca?
If we go any further down the hall...
That's quite far enough.
Frank.
This time, door. I'm keeping you.
Over 25 years ago, on September 29th, 1998, we watched a brainy girl with curly hair drop everything to follow a guy she only kind of knew all the way to college. And so began Felicity. My name is Juliette Littman, and I'm a Felicity superfan. Join me, Amanda Foreman, who you may know better as Megan, the roommate, and Greg Grunberg, who you may also know as Sean Blunberg, as the three of us revisit our favorite moments from the show and talk to the people who helped shape it. Listen to Dear Felicity, presented by Walmart, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
After the holidays, a little cash goes a long way. The Chime checking account has tons of benefits to help, like fee-free overdraft up to $200 for eligible members, no monthly fees, and thousands of fee-free ATMs. You can even get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Sign up for Chime today at chime.com/goals24.
Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. Access to direct deposits up to 2 days early depends on the timing of the submission of the payment file from the payer.
Episode 9, Sonic Web.
Are you all ears, Rick? Are you ready to hear?
Becca? Becca?
Okay, baby. Call out to me. Let me know where you are. I can't see anything. I can't feel anything. What's happening? Where? Becca, baby, can you see me? I can't see you. I can't see anything. I can't see my own. Hello? Becca? Nor? Anyone? Is anyone out there? If anyone can hear me, can you please help? Help me. Help me, I don't know where I am.
Somebody help me! What's happening? Is that wind? Where is it? Sand. I'm on sand. Beach. No waves. Sand with no ocean, that means. Who is that? Who are you? Where are you? I can't see you. Come on, man, please. I can't see you. Please, just talk to me.
He can't hear you.
Fuck.
Did I startle you?
Where's Becca? What did you do with my daughter? Tell me.
Catching a ride home with Vernon right now, I'm guessing.
Is she safe? Vernon too?
Like the big guy said, bring us Noor and you get Becca, Vernon, and the whole world.
Hold on.
Some pipes, huh?
Can he hear us?
That's not live, Bucko. He's, I guess you could say, archival.
What is this? Where am I?
Where does it sound like you are?
I don't know.
Sure you do. You just said it. Sand, but no ocean.
The desert.
The Nevada desert.
What in the... Okay. That can't be a recording.
Kinda has to be. Fella's been dead for centuries.
No one was recording anything centuries ago.
The big guy was. He's always been listening. And he keeps everything he hears.
The big guy. The big guy. What is he?
Well, I can't tell you that, Ricky, sweetie. That would take away from all the fun. Let's say he's been here a long time. Way before our Paiute friend here stumbled across him.
Well, why is he out here all alone?
You figure it out.
The thing is inside him.
Yeah, keep going.
It travels by sound. In my headphones, my earbuds, my car radio, it's always sound.
And what do they say about a tree falling in a forest?
He wants to die out here, where no one can hear him.
Which leaves the big guy trapped in his body, suffocating for centuries until...
What happened? Where are we now?
Same spot. I just wanted to skip that boring part.
How much boring part?
Couple hundred years.
What's that yelling?
White railroad workers. Seems their Chinese colleagues don't like being paid less. So the bosses sent these guys to break the strike. Right now, that big guy's waking up inside that Paiute skeleton. And he's hearing all that shouting, all that anger and hate. And it's hitting him like an animating wind. Fresh oxygen for the soul. Conjuring him into this new world.
That's how it survived?
Yeah, but surviving's not living. He'll spend the next bunch of decades jumping from one person to the next like a scavenger. Until we came along and gave him a whole new life.
We...
As a further contribution to the war effort...
For the first time, he could reach the ears of anyone, anywhere. He didn't have to go throat to ear anymore. Now he could fly, coast on the radio waves from one end of the country to the other, all the way to me.
Could you please tell me what it is you want, or let me the fuck out of here?
Ricky, dear, I'm afraid you aren't paying attention. You see, now that he had the reach of radio... All we needed was a spark. Here, let's change the route.
What's that? Where are we? What's happening?
Now I have an audience hanging on my every word. Just like you, Ricky, after those towers fell.
And you'd be a fool to think they're stopping at Hawaii.
I even got a nickname. Allied Alice.
Make it stop.
If you're Japanese and you hear this country's at war with Japan,
wait,
wouldn't you want to go home? Be
that's
with your
you?
Own people? Doesn't it seem a bit funny that they're still here?
Here, let's help you out a little.
More Shit. Suspicious activity has been reported along the Terminal Island Naval Dry Docks as an alarming number of Japanese migrants continue to move.
Where are
into
we now?
San Pedro.
Come on, Ricky. Now eye on the prize. What does this room sound like?
Why do they need to live so
Studio? Sound studio at a radio station.
This is my big moment.
Your voice so powerful.
Is that...
Our benefactor?
I
sure
would
is.
Give you more.
More? More power?
More air.
You wanted to help it.
We helped each other. I told you, Ricky. Radio waves are the big guy's rock. My little show was reaching a couple dozen stations when he found me. He started busting through everyone else's signals. Soon we were putting me in every car and kitchen, spreading us everywhere.
So what? What does any of this have to do with me? You and your buddy fanned a bunch of Japanese hate during the war. How'd that one work out for you?
Executive Order 9066. I'm the voice that made it happen. Remember what that was like, Rick? Actually shaping reality with your voice.
Internment camps. Yeah, that's a great legacy.
Remind me. Who was the one threatening to send everyone with a brown face to Guantanamo
Please.
Bay?
Please. I didn't say that.
And what were you going for when you were all over the airwaves talking up sleeper cells and
but
Staten
that
Island?
Was... I mean, you gotta give folks a show. You gotta make them feel like... But nobody really expected...
Huh. What? Believed it?
Don't get superior on me.
I'm not, Rick. I admire you.
How do I know any of this is true?
Would I lie, sugar?
I've seen you. Remember?
You sure as shit didn't look old enough to be on the radio in the goddamn 40s.
And Khalil Hakim ought to be 23.
Suspension. Time slows down here.
Long as I stay here, I can keep these gams that had you drooling all the way to your hotel room.
You live here. By choice.
Cozy, isn't it? I feel as snug as a bug in a rug.
But if this thing gave you massive bandwidth and eternal life, why have I never heard of you?
Because I dropped out of earshot a long time ago. We knew I couldn't stay front of house forever. People would start asking questions. Plus, my style got stale, you know? Gotta know when to leave room for new blood. So, the big guy did what he does best. He went hunting.
Who's behind this, and what else may be up there?
You know what?
The crashing of another plane into the South Tower.
They didn't use rocket launchers, they used people.
Okay, Rick, I don't think
Yep.
Men with box cutters. And there's plenty more where that came from. Hell, Staten Island. One quick boat ride from here is packed with their people.
He almost gave up hope, Rick. His lungs choking, his nest closing up. And then he found you.
Some kind of powder. Is this anthrax? Is this
I can't think while that's playing.
What? You don't want to hear yourself fake a freak out of a baby powder?
Just turn it off, please.
Hey, go to commercial.
You should have been proud of what you did, Rick. The anthrax may have been fake, but the message was
okay,
true.
Okay, all right. You know what? To hell with this. I'm going over your head. You listening? Big guy, I'm done. I'm not sitting through any more of this bullshit. If you have something you want to say to me, you can say it to me. What the? What is that?
Oh, you've done it now.
What? What are you?
I'm your greatest fan, Rick.
What do you want from me?
Remember this day. Think of all those people about to perish in those twin infernos.
Make it stop. Please.
You were a court jester, Rick. A clown. This day gave you focus. This day that made you mine.
You were listening to me all that time.
We are here, Rick Egan. We have been listening to you for so long.
The voicemail with the subway threat. That was you. You ruined my life.
We didn't send the anthrax, kitten. That was all you.
I'm telling you, Gabby. It all makes sense if you think it through.
Poor Rick Egan. Wounding himself with his own tongue.
I wanted to help you.
Save you from yourself.
Then I
remembered something you said the day I knew you were mine.
And there's plenty more where that came from. Hell, Staten Island. One quick boat ride from here is packed with their people.
You told me who to take and where to find them.
With the power I had left, I opened a new portal exactly where you told me to.
Over 25 years ago, on September 29th, 1998, we watched a brainy girl with curly hair drop everything to follow a guy she only kind of knew all the way to college. And so began Felicity. My name is Juliette Littman, and I'm a Felicity superfan. Join me, Amanda Foreman, who you may know better as Megan, the roommate, and Greg Grunberg, who you may also know as Sean Blunberg, as the three of us revisit our favorite moments from the show and talk to the people who helped shape it. Listen to Dear Felicity, presented by Walmart, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Willowbrook State Hospital.
Where they locked up all the kids.
I heard the boys from within that abandoned edifice. So I cast my lure.
You're not saying you, but I never asked you
but
to.
But you did, Rick. And I was happy to do it.
I'm in Willowbrook. Me and my friends were stuck out here.
Stay away from me! One by one, I brought them here. And as long as they were missing, it confirmed your story.
No. This isn't what I wanted. I never told anyone to...
Sure you did. Every night, you got on the mic and said, "The Muslim boys are out there." Did you think no one would ever go looking?
I was just trying to keep people listening. My audience. What are you doing to them?
Stop it!
That sound is my hook. Once it's buried inside, you're mine forever.
For God's sake, stop.
It already happened, Rick. You're hearing the past.
Oh my God, did you do that? Did you do that to Becca? Did you do that to my daughter?
You're asking the wrong question. You should be asking why I do it. Instead of putting them out of their misery.
To use them. I've seen it. You sent Hassan to be the imam.
I was sending him out long before that.
That's why he's older.
All that time outside the web won't catch me out there.
And as the oldest, he was the one most likely to frighten people.
But why?
To vindicate you. To put you back in your seat of power after your
craven abdication.
My public apology?
You gave away your power to unworthy weaklings.
So if you sent Hassan out to vindicate me, and you sent Khalil to get me close to Noor, then that just leaves Yusuf. And I'm guessing the voice of the little boy I heard the first time I came to Willowbrook. I'm guessing that was Yusuf.
I work with the tools at hand.
Where is he now?
Here, Rick. There's no distance in my
nest. We're surrounded by them.
All the people I've ever collected.
Right.
Now.
So why can't I hear them?
Would you like to? Get away from me.
Please! Turn it off! Turn it off! Let the boy go!
The boy you called a terrorist.
What was it all for? What could be worth all this?
Your old life.
What?
Your show, your money, your child.
You can't give all that back to me.
I already have.
What? In the last 15 minutes?
We're in the suspension, Rick. Time moves differently here.
Didn't you wonder why I was the one giving you the guided tour instead of the big guy? He was out there, taking care of business.
What business?
I couldn't get you back on the radio, Rick. The people in control wouldn't allow it.
As you languished, so did I.
My powers diminished. The cracks between my web and the world closed up until only Willowbrook was left.
And then, one day, years later, Alice told me.
We can get Rick back on the air.
The point is, they can't fire you from your own show.
But I didn't make a podcast. I just recorded a bunch of raw footage.
I changed the words.
And then your own helper, Vernon, sews them together.
Edited this together the best I could out of the footage Rick compiled before he disappeared. I'm going to turn it over to the man himself, starting with his first visit to the Hakim's apartment.
Like, what about that room? Could I go in here?
Sir, there's nothing in there, no.
Nothing? In that whole room?
That room is just for Noor and the men. They have meetings in there.
Fatima never said that.
You sure about that?
They meet in there all the time.
Get out of our house. Right now.
Why don't we... you must be...
Get out, or I have you killed. All it takes is one phone call.
That never happened.
You're right there in the middle of them, in a headscarf.
That was the dress code in the recruitment camps.
I'm sorry.
I'm not. I've yearned to destroy the infidel since I was old enough to walk. Even your daughter.
My daughter's 13.
We'll take her to Willowbrook for conversion with the rest.
Willowbrook.
Nor never said any of that.
How long have you been here?
I'm not so sure. Maybe a week or more?
Where were you before?
I woke up on the bridge. My sister brought me home.
No, but where were you before that?
Nowhere.
What?
Let go of me, Nor. I need to get my daughter.
Never should have come to Willowbrook, Rick. This was always a trap.
Jesus, Rick, not that way. That's where her cell's waiting.
But none of this happened.
There's nothing I can't do with a recording, Rick. It's like the anthrax. The message is fake.
But it tells a deeper truth.
I learned that from you. You inspired me.
That was the point of this whole fucking goose chase, raw footage. You just needed me to record everything so you could stitch it all together.
Listen to what we've created, Rick. A symphony!
Our masterpiece.
Prior to mysteriously disappearing, conservative radio host Rick Egan was recording his investigation into the whereabouts of the alleged Staten Island 3. While his findings are incomplete and unconfirmed, Egan's podcast now has millions of streams and downloads on iTunes. The new crusade has taken over the internet.
Now? How long have I been here?
Long enough for me to keep my word, to give it all back to you.
But why me? What is it about me?
Your voice, your words, unlike any I've ever heard. Your army.
What fucking army?
We gotta stick together against
the PC equivalent of a lynching.
He's having a direct line here, Rick.
A lot of the blues, don't we?
You want me to get these people...
I'm withering, Rick. Suffocating.
You think they'd listen to me?
They already are.
I lost everything.
Then take it all back.
Just say, let's make some noise, and we're in business.
Fuck noise. Let's break it all.
Then our work begins now.
What's happening?
I'm sending you home, Rick. It's time. Everything's ready. Time to go, Rick. Let them hear you. Let them hear your voice.
Oh, God. Jesus. Jesus, Willowbrook. Becca? Noor? Vern? Where did they... Oh, God. Oh. Oh. Oh, my legs. I feel like I have... How long has it been? Help. Help me. Help. Help me, please. Please help. Please stop.
Jesus, guy. Oh. You're gonna catch a cold in that fucking outfit. Holy shit. Are you Rick Egan?
Yeah. You recognize me?
Shit, everybody recognized. Just get in the car. I'll crank up the heat, okay, Rick?
So, it's real. podcast is real.
Are you kidding? You're the most famous missing person in the world. I don't know whether to take you to the hospital or fucking Fox News.
Missing how long? 6 months.
Six? Try 18. You okay?
I need your phone.
Oh, okay. Just give me a minute.
Right now. Right now. I need your phone. I have to call my daughter.
Quiet Part Loud. Created by Monkey Paw Productions. Written by Mac Rogers and Clay McLeod Chapman. Directed by Mimi O'Donnell. Starring Tracy Letts, Nicole Bouchery, Christina Hendricks, Millie Shapiro, Taryn Killam, Krish Marwa, Alfredo Narciso, Krista Rodriguez, Ali Lewis Borski, Marwan Salama, and Puya Mozani. Executive produced by Jordan Peele, Wynn Rosenfeld, and Mimi O'Donnell. Produced by Jeff Foster, Amy McLeish, and Katie Pastor. Associate produced by Jasmine Peck Bailey, Julie Bilevsky, and Kayla Stokes. Supervising sound editor, Jonathan Roberts. Sound design by Marcus Spigala, Daniel Brunel, Shane Hendrickson, and Jonathan Roberts. Score by Rowan Hilton and Jacob Yaffe. Recording by Jonathan Roberts and Armando Serrano. Dialogue editing by Stephen Tejeda and Gordon Bramley. Mix and additional sound design by Bobby Lord. Additional music by Marcus Spigala. Music supervision by Liz Fulton. Casting by Karen Castle and the Telsey Office. Special thanks to the Muslim Public Affairs Council, Jack Mason, and Don Ostroff. Quiet Part Loud is a Spotify original audio series and a Monkey Paw and Gimlet production.